talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
Yeah. It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Green.
There's growing concern among business owners tonight. Well, there's growing concern.
Now concern is growing.
Our generations are standing on a precipice, staring into a void whose depth science does not know yet.
Hey, and welcome to Growing Concern. My name's Sean Marsh, and this is a podcast for the unapologetically purpose-driven. It's for those of you out there making a difference, shaking things up, and not taking no for an answer. It's also for anyone curious enough to see things from a different perspective. These episodes are designed for you and I to learn as we go. We'll be discussing some big challenges with inspiring people and figuring out what we can do to solve them. Every so often, I'll drop an episode that's just me, sanding back the greenwash on dirty industries and sharing my thoughts on branding and strategy for ethical organisations. This is episode 2. Is the Climate Active certification a load of BS? Has the government created a greenwash certification to help out their business pals? And is the Climate Active certification proof that your brand has achieved net zero emissions? A friend of mine recently sent me a media release, Telstra, How We Went Carbon Neutral. Immediately skeptical, as is healthy for anyone in the eco space, I took a deep dive. A couple of hours later, I emerged with doubt and disappointment. What I found was essentially paid-for, greenwashed marketing opportunities for businesses to roll out and quell any ethically inclined customer frustrations. And on the surface, it works. It's difficult to see past the veneer of a cleverly rebranded government initiative and the engaging narratives that paint polluting companies in a born-again positive light. Quote from Climate Active. As a consumer, you make thousands of decisions each year. Imagine if those decisions could help tackle climate change. Your choices would benefit the environment and give you the power to make a difference. Climate Active certifies businesses and organizations that have proven that they are measuring, reducing, and offsetting their emissions with a net result of zero emissions. By supporting these organizations, you are casting your vote for a better environment. Climate Active. Look, if I'm honest, it's all really well done. The brand, the marketing, the messaging, it feels good. I want it to be true. But then you start scrolling through their list of certified organizations. NAB, AGL, BP, ANZ, Energy Australia, Cbus Super, HESTA, Westpac, the list goes on. To me, it reads like a who's who of big political donors. These organisations are well known for not giving a shit about the environment, and a fair few actively stand in the way of progress. NAB has loaned $7,274,000,000 to fossil fuel companies since 2016. Energy Australia, by their own admission, is one of Australia's largest producers of greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide. For Westpac, it took months of protests for them to opt out of funding the Adani coal mine. ANZ have loaned $10,843,000,000 to fossil fuel companies since 2016. HESTA and Cbus both invest in fossil fuels. And then there's BP, one of four global businesses that are directly responsible for more than 10% of the world's carbon emissions since 1965. How in the hell is Climate Active managing to offset that much pollution? If they had, surely the projects that received said offset payments are powering entire nations with renewables by now. BP's write-up on the Climate Active site states, BP has invested in a deforestation reduction project located in Zambia, Africa. But over in Brazil, their despicable actions tell a very different story. I'll link to that in the description. For the record, carbon offsets do work, but only as a punitive measure. If businesses can buy as many carbon credits they like without having to change a thing, they will never change. If not done right, the purchase of offsets can act as a marketing campaign that ends up providing cover for companies' climate-harming practices. So does any of this smell off to you? I simply can't believe in the efficacy of a Climate Active certification when they endorse companies like this. Some may say, oh, but you know, at least they're doing something. Stop being so critical, man. Companies and governments have known about the climate crisis for decades. I'll stop criticizing and holding them to account when our future's not at stake. You should too. What I want to know is, what is the organizational structure of Climate Active? Who's on their board? What is their process for allocating credits? And which independent contractors are used to validate carbon neutrality submissions? None of this information is all that readily available in much detail on their website. What gets me so incredibly frustrated with Climate Active is how precarious trust in ethical companies is right now. Without adding into the mix another entity that's handing out certifications as get out of ethical jail free cards. Customers are demanding to know where their money is being spent and whether they're being lied to. Companies see this as a crucial factor in their marketing campaigns, but even the tiniest crack in the facade becomes a PR nightmare. So to prevent that, most pump out grandiose statements followed by incredibly opaque supporting stats. So given all this, I can only view Climate Active as just another opaque government-backed program to help their corporate mates do the bare minimum to tackle the climate crisis. It's like the epiphany one has when you realize the RSPCA, also known as the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty, profits from certifying abattoirs. As always, I'm more than happy to be proven wrong. And on this particular topic, I would relish it, in fact. But given the evidence, or lack thereof, I'm not that confident I will be. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.